And we're here on the Newsmaker Hotline here on our big year-end spectacular. I'm joined by one of professional wrestling's biggest newsmakers, Senior Torch Columnist Bruce Mitchell. Bruce, how you doing?
I don't make any news. I barely report on any news, but Lord knows I don't make any. At least I hope not.
All right, for those of you tuning in, the reason we're here is Bruce and I both went to a big SmackDown house show over the weekend. It was the same show. It just happened to be taking place in different cities. So we're going to give you our exclusive review of this big show. This is SmackDown's weekend show featuring all the top SmackDowners. And I was at the Richmond Coliseum, and Bruce was at the historic Greensboro Coliseum.
Yes, I was. And, you know, quite by coincidence, everybody won their matches in the same exact order in both shows. So.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, if they're actually the better wrestler wins, then that's what should happen.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, this is in WCW after all. I did get a report from somebody. I unfortunately arrived at the building late because I couldn't find a parking place. But I was told by somebody there that the first match featured the Great Khali defeating Ryan Braddock in about 5 minutes. It was a very unexciting match.
Well, you know what I have to say, though? It was my first time seeing the Great Khali live. And so I did. I was kind of disappointed the last couple of times SmackDown had come around on its yearly or what is it, every other year live run through the area. I'd never seen him, so it was kind of interesting to see how tall he was or he wasn't. He's a big, tall guy. He can walk at a deliver pace, and I don't know, you know, all the memories of Elegante came back, and it's kind of weird to see a guy that size in an opening match doing just fun time entertaining. It just seems like, I don't know. I mean, it might be all he can do. So, he brought his slammy to the ring, and then did he kiss the girl? Or did you not see?
I didn't see. I got in there right as they were getting ready for the second match.
Girl from the fourth row came back, and he laid a nice little chase kiss on her lips. And
Was this an attractive young woman?
Yeah, she was attractive. They didn't humiliate anybody because they looked unusual or didn't live up to the standards of the divas or whoever else the standards they have to live up to.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was, in the sense that it was an opening match, you got the crowd into it and let them know that the show had started. It served its purpose.
Okay. Well, there you go. I did see Khali live earlier this year, so.
Oh, so you're ahead of me.
So, well, just slightly.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, things that happens. Moving, I unlike you was stuck next to some drunks who were very upset that there was no Titantron.
The crowd that I was there, it was a very, you know, they were definitely into everything, and it was definitely a kids' crowd. It was the kids, parents. And I point that out and talk a lot about this, but it is, you know, the holiday weekend, kids are out of school, and it is sort of the perfect kind of weekend thing for the divorced daddy to take, you know, visitation kid to, and they certainly, you know, seem to be that share of that, and, you know, they're definitely, women that were there. It's always interesting to me that when you go to these shows, you don't sense that people are into the stories very much. You know, they like it. They're into the stars. They like who they like, but they're not exactly, you know, up with. You know, you don't hear people talking about what happened on Raw last week, or in this case, what happened on SmackDown.
No, that's true. Well, I was also up in the cheap seats. I wasn't in the fancy seats like you are.
Yeah, I had some nice seats. We had a nice little front row station D reunion with Eddie and Oban, who I don't know. Oban, I've probably been to a show with in the last 10 years. Eddie, I hadn't seen in over 10 or 15 years, so that was pretty good. That was kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm a big believer. Get the seats. Don't get the seats on the floor. Get the seats as it starts to rise up. And we had those, so like looking right straight to the ring. And
right.
Pretty good seats. I enjoyed them.
Well, that's good. Moving along, then they did a trivia contest before the second match, and a little kid won a prize by correctly determining which where WrestleMania 25 would be. That was good.
Yeah. That's all they asked because in Greensboro, that's kind of biased because in Greensboro they asked where WrestleMania 24 was too. You had to answer too.
Okay.
And I really hope that they whisper in the kids' ear and tell them the answers beforehand.